RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thinks he has a touchdown.
I don't think he was touched. I think this might be a touchdown, Jim.
I mean, Gainwell thinks he has it.
I'm not joking. It looked like I was like, no, he's probably not. I'm like, wait a sec. Where his momentum was going. This could be a touchdown.
Third and 8, low snap. Bob picks it up. In trouble. He's set for the safety. Duggar delivers the 2-point play.
Toss to Warren.
Warren, Murray ripped off one long run. He's got another one. No one's going to get to him.
I was trying to read Carl's lips and see what he was saying, and I saw him mouth OPI end of the game, so I felt pretty confident that was what's going to happen, but you never know. It's more time, and like I said, I was there for the Fail Mary game. I was standing from me to you from the replacement refs as they caved to the pressure of an angry Seattle field when that was obviously not simultaneous possession. So I was glad that it ended up like that. Wild game. Glad we're on top.
Wild game might be the understatement of the year from Aaron Rodgers. And that was the win of the year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you know what it was? Mr. Nicholas Harry Callis. You know what it was? Scores of millions listening worldwide on the Odyssey app. It was a narrative-busting win for your Pittsburgh Steelers. This team is dangerous. This team can win a playoff game, if not multiple playoff games. This team showed a ton yesterday. And we'll open up the phone lines right now at 412-928-9370. It is a Victory Monday, and we want to react with you. I want your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions on this game. 412-928-9370. Open phone lines until Mark Caboli walks into the studio. What time will that be? We don't know. He's in the back right now writing up his story. He drove overnight to get here, and we don't want to make him wait around to join us from 9 o'clock until 10, as he usually does, so he'll traipse on in here whenever he damn well pleases, and we're grateful for that. How you feeling about your Steelers, baby? 412-928-9370. I think it's a narrative buster. The Steelers were a massive underdog in this game. 7 points all week long. 7.5, I believe, at kickoff. Vegas thought the Steelers were going to get boat raced in this one. I thought the Steelers were going to get beat by double-digit points. I didn't think the Steelers would be able to slow down this Detroit offense. I didn't know if the Steelers offense would be able to keep pace. And you know what? They did all those things. The number one thing the Steelers had to do in this game to win, we talked about it all week long, was slow down Jahmyr Gibbs, was slow down Montgomery, and slow down this Lions rushing attack. And we thought that would be the best case scenario, slowing it down. Well, you know what they did? They shut the damn run down. 12 carries for a rushing attack that averaged 132 yards per game coming in. Just 15 yards. Part of that was because the defense was outstanding in stopping the run. The other part of that was because the Steelers actually possessed the football longer than the opposition for the second consecutive week. If they can continue to do that moving forward, this is going to be, I'll use the word again, a dangerous defense. But Alex Highsmith, outstanding. Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton against a third and then fourth string center, outstanding. Jack Sawyer flashed and made some plays. Not only did the Steelers defense play their best game against the run all season long, they did it without their highest paid defender in TJ Watt. They did it without their splashiest defender on the season, Nick Herbig. And Mike Tomlin deserves a ton of credit for the way that this defense came out. Yeah, it wasn't pretty at the end. But you know what? The Steelers made the plays to win the game defensively against the best offense in the NFL, in one that was averaging 32 points per game since Dan Campbell started to call the plays in week 10. You give up 24 against that team? That's a great defensive performance. That's a modern day great defensive performance. You're not going to defend every blade of grass or turf. That's not how defense is played anymore. You're not allowed to play defense that way anymore. So you got to make plays when they matter. Steelers had a key fourth down stop early in the football game. That's what I'm talking about. Those money downs. End of the game. You get a stop. Money down. And you come away with the victory. Offensively, they ran the ball. Dorn and I had a nice little debate on Friday. Should Kenneth Gainwell get the lion's share of the carries moving forward? Because he's really become an MVP of sorts for the Steelers. And I think the play of the game was, and you heard it, his catch, and then he had the wherewithal to get into the end zone for the 45-yard touchdown. But Jaylen Warren, I think, had to be the player of the game for the Steelers. Doran said, give Warren the rock. I said, give Gainwell the rock. Well, Warren, 14 carries, 143, and two touchdowns. Two long touchdowns. Anytime Detroit answered, so did the Steelers' offense. That's what playoff teams do, folks. That's what playoff offenses look like. That's why I say this game was a narrative buster for this group. It's the most impressive Steelers victory in a long, long time. Last season down the stretch, the Steelers had 3 losses in 11 days, and their season cratered. This year, the Steelers are 3-0 in December. They have unleashed hell, and no one's made any excuses about rest. You could have. Steelers played on Monday. The Lions had a rest advantage in this game. The Dolphins had a rest advantage. The Ravens had a rest advantage. It didn't matter because you've got number 8. And the Steelers' offense looks as good and looks as sustainably good as it has since Ben Roethlisberger was marching up and down the field. When you run the ball, it opens up play action. It opens up anything and everything. Adam Thielen made his mark in this game, 4 catches for 49 yards. DK Metcalf, punch aside, and we'll get to that later on in the show. 4 catches, 42 yards. Not his best game, but he had one of the plays of the game on a beautiful throw from Aaron Rodgers' back shoulder that kept the Steelers' momentum going. Pat Freiermuth with some key grabs. Scotty Miller, 3 for 19, because Calvin Austin III was dealing with a hamstring issue. Jonnu Smith, a couple of carries for 28 yards. This was a team victory, and it had to be because you're so banged up. And I know Detroit's banged up too, and their center being out was a massive big break for the Steelers in this game. But the Steelers didn't win the game because Detroit is injured. They won the game because they were the better football team. And Detroit had been alternating wins and losses since October 5th, a statistic that I brought up a bunch last week. This isn't the Detroit team from last year, but to go into their place when they need to win or they're pretty much done and to handle your business in the way that they handled the business, it changes the narrative on this team. I am now a Steelers believer. Are you? 412-928-9370. We talk about injuries. How about damn Dalen Cook? The offensive line and pass protection, I think the Steelers and Arthur Smith schematically were terrified of what Aiden Hutchinson and others could do. And so they dinked and dunked a lot early, and they threw the ball sideways a lot early. Well, the Steelers knew they had to open it up. They did, and the pass protection held up really as well as it has in a long time, and the pass protection has been pretty good the last handful of games, if not better than that. Any way you slice it, this was an impressive victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm bleary-eyed this morning. I'm sure you are too. The Baltimore Ravens lost on Sunday Night Football to the New England Patriots. The Steelers could clinch the North before they even play again. If the Ravens should lose to the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, the Steelers have the AFC North clinched with two games to go. Worst case scenario is all you got to do is go on the road and beat lowly Cleveland, and you're the AFC North champion. I know they were squirrely yesterday. I know they gave it to Buffalo, and that was closer than it ever should have been. But the Steelers have already opened as a 4.5-point favorite. You could not have asked for a better day as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And I've got a feeling Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. All right, maybe not getting that far ahead of myself. But I do think that this team's got the recipe to win a playoff game, if not more. The run defense finally showed up. The rushing attack has finally showed up. The Steelers' offense looks playoff caliber. You've got a quarterback that's playing his best football at the right time. If another team were doing all these things and we weren't putting them under the microscope, we would say that that team is a threat to make a run in the postseason. Why can't the Steelers make a run? 412-928-9370. I'm buying in. Are you? Let's take your calls coming up next. Again, at 412-928-9370. We'll put Rodgers a little bit under the microscope, too, when we come back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Back. Some games the defense has stood on its head and given us a chance, and a few times we've done it, and tonight was one of those times where we just kept answering, starting with a 2-minute drive and then the first half, an unbelievable catch by Kenny. If it's just PI, it's 3 points, but to catch it, somehow get his hand on the ball, get up and score, was incredible. And our other back, might have heard of him. He had a hell of a game too, but I thought the line did a really nice job. We settled in. I thought Art called an incredible game, and there's still more out there. I mean, Quez, had a chance for a touchdown. DK had a touchdown. We got called back. We had other opportunities on the fake sneak. Looked like we could have scored, but I thought Art got into a good rhythm, especially in the second quarter on, and we executed really well on the line, settled in, and blocked their asses off.
Aaron Rodgers is 73 for 102, 71.5% completion percentage, 774 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks his last 3 games. He has been elite. When people like me and Doran were pounding the table for Rodgers in the offseason, this 3-game stretch is exactly what we're talking about. He is playing elite-level quarterback. He gives them a chance every time they take the field. The Steelers have averaged 28 points per game the last 3 games. And Rodgers is right. It was 22-10. Detroit comes down, scores a touchdown to make it 22-17. Now, in years past, Steelers would have put up 22, and they'd have hung on for damn dear life, baby. Nip. Steelers then go down the field. 3 plays, 65 yards. Jaylen Warren, 45-yard touchdown. They take the lead 29-17. Now, they still had to hang on for dear life at the end, but they answered scores with scores. That's why this team can make a run in the postseason. Because you've got a team that's designed to have an elite pass rush, but you can't only count on your defense. If you can put pressure on the opposition by continuing to put sevens up, and the Steelers have one of the best red zone offenses in the entire NFL, you can pin your ears back and go. And the Steelers will at some point get Nick Herbig back. We'll see with TJ Watt. We'll talk about that later on in the program, the reports that came out this weekend. But this is what it's supposed to look like. And to do it in front of 64,000 people in a deafening environment, when Detroit's backs were against the wall with a kneecap-biting head coach, that was enough for me to think, you know what, this could potentially be a special season for the Steelers. You couple that with the AFC being, I don't know, a crapshoot? I'm feeling as good about this team as I've felt in literal years. And when Mason Rudolph was doing it at the end of the season 2 years ago, it was fun, and it's better to be in than not. But no one really thought the damn Mason Rudolph was going to beat the Buffalo Bills. Now I believe. Let's go to the phones. 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli going to join us in about 10 minutes here as he has walked into the studio after writing his award-winning piece for the Pat McAfee Show. Cameron in North Carolina, first up today. I got a feeling.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
Woo! What up, Cameron?
Man, I agree with everything you have said. And I do not care that Detroit made it interesting in the end. They had to. That's the best offense in the NFL.
Yes, it is.
Their backs were against the wall at home. That crowd was roaring, and those Steelers stood in their tough. I believe in this team. I believe in Aaron Rodgers, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I believe in Mike Tomlin. And one more thing, Adam, I have to say this, and I think everybody in Steelers Nation in this station needs to admit, Joey Porter Jr.
Yes.
is an elite shutdown cornerback, in my opinion. He is in the upper echelon of the cornerbacks in the NFL, and the Steelers need to sign him in the offseason.
Thank you very much for the call, Cameron. Yes, Joey Porter Jr. has been outstanding the last month, and he's always been better than Steelers fans have given him credit for, but he is playing probably, elite-level football. And I think about this outstanding Detroit offense. We talked about it coming into the game. You had to slow down the run. Didn't think they'd shut the run down. They did. And Amon-Ra St. Brown gets over on everybody. He had 9 targets, 4 catches. Jameson Williams gets over on everybody. He had 5 catches for 70 yards. The Steelers' defense, they gave up 24 points. Yeah, it got tense at the end. My bum was puckering. But they made Detroit play left-handed. Their best players weren't their best players in this game. I'll give Goff a ton of credit. He threw for 364, and he was getting pressured up the middle all day long. But Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown weren't as good as they typically are. And that goes into Mike Tomlin's back pocket, I think. Hell of a game playing by them defensively. 412-928-9370. That's the number to call. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Adam in Philly wants to chat. Hi, Adam.
Oh, it's a glorious morning, Adam.
Yes, it is, brother.
I got to shout out the coaching. I know you said Tomlin, but you know what? I got to shout out Arthur Smith too. We saw some wrinkles yesterday.
Yes, we did.
When was the last time we saw Connor Hayward, Spencer Anderson as fullback?
Yeah, I love that.
Fullbacks laying the wood on those blocks, opening up the running lanes. I know. Listen, Smith takes a beating, rightfully so sometimes. I just thought he called a break game, couple wrinkles yesterday.
He did. Those Jonnu Smith carries, I thought, kept the Detroit Lions defense honest. And then the tush push, the Spartan, as they call it, has been so effective for them. They threw a wrinkle on that for a massive fourth down conversion. I thought Arthur Smith called a great game. And you know what? He's been calling great games. And Aaron Rodgers, he's making the checks at the line, too. This offense is hitting its stride at the exact right time. Thanks for the call, Adam. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's go to Andrew in Chippewa. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, man? Crawl, you're killing me, dude. I love it when you get excited, but I still don't have the faith. You've got to remember, man, our defense didn't even play in the third quarter at all. They played 3 plays. We had a 3-and-out against Detroit early.
Sure.
They were totally off track. They were gassed. They were gassed. I don't want to hear Drew. They were gassed, and they were giving up all that time. I know great Ramsey. I love that pickup of Ramsey. I know he makes a lot of money. He was great. I love AR. I know he knows he sees the defenses. I agree with a lot you say, but dude, we got to have a little belief. But there's still a lot to happen.
Well, I think
book a contract.
I think you also have to understand that the Steelers were banged up on that side of the ball too, Andrew. Against the number one offense in the NFL. And thank you so much for the call. I get it. The defense wasn't great at the end. I mean, they did get the stop. You didn't have Watt. You didn't have Herbig. James Pierre. You were playing without some of your best players. I can't believe I'm even including James Pierre in that, but watch the games. Look at how he's played. The Steelers' defense held the best offense in the NFL on their fast track to below its average in points and 115 yards below its average in rushing. I'm not going to sit here and nitpick. It ain't going to happen. This is how you win in the playoffs, too. He said that they didn't have the ball at all in the third quarter as if that's a bad thing. This is part of the recipe. That's what they did last week against Miami, They did it again for the second week in a row. Now is it a trend? Like, you're not going to go an entire third quarter and do that week in, week out. But winning time of possession when you've got an older, banged up defense and you've shown some warts, some cracks in your rush defense, that's got to be part of your path to victory. And for two games in a row, it has been. Ball control offense. And it's not just, let's hold on to the ball, let's milk the clock. No. They scored on those drives, too. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I've said this game was a narrative buster, that these Steelers are for real, that these Steelers are dangerous. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. Mark Caboli, live in studio.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
That last drive was crazy. I didn't even know so far in my last play that, like, I just saw so much madness going on. And, I'm just glad that we got out of there with the victory. But I know it was a crazy play for sure.
Yes, it was a crazy play. One that we will break down like the Zapruder film later on in the show. That music does mean Mark Caboli is live in studio. Real quick, Steelers run defense outstanding in the game. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Derek Harmon was in there and he was kicking ass. I also don't think it hurts that they've got their fourth string center snapping the football to Jared Goff. One last thing before we hand things over to our guy Caboli. Y.A. Black getting up and deflecting that ball. Uh-huh. That was one of the plays of the game, too, man.
I thought you were going to talk about him flipping off somebody.
I like that.
Who was he flipping off?
I think he was flipping off every single Detroit line. I think that's what he was doing. And I respect that. I respect that a hell of a lot more than DK Metcalf throwing punches, but that's a topic
for
later.
It was a punch. It was a grab and a yank.
Grabbing a yank, a punch. Doesn't really matter. Can't do it.
Whatever it is. It's, you know what it's called in the real world?
A suspension?
Assault.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. Yeah. Mark, if you weren't a believer before, are you now?
Well, they are really making you a believer, right? I mean, way deep down inside, I'm not the only person that has to believe this. Deep down inside, you're thinking, I love how this team goes. I love the quarterback. I love how they're playing the past three games. But you remember that Buffalo game? Remember that Chicago game? It's still way deep inside.
Okay, but I'll do this. I'll say this. If, and I said it right after the game, if Rodgers played against the Bears, I think the Steelers would have won that game.
Yeah.
Rodgers.
If Rodgers was healthy against Buffalo, it would have been a little bit different, I think.
I think it might have been. The Steelers had the lead at halftime in that game, and Rodgers wasn't himself. That's right. I'll say it. I think this team can win multiple playoff games. What's not to like, Mark?
No, I mean, at this point, I don't see how you can't agree. You look at the AFC. Okay, all seven of those teams are going to have 10 wins heading into the playoffs, at least. But is there anybody you fear?
I wouldn't love to play Buffalo
right now. No,
but Jacksonville. I know they've been playing great ball, but
I'm not fearing them.
Me neither.
Any one of those, and you were fearing Houston. Then what happened last night? Yesterday, struggled with the Raiders. So everybody's beatable. You have to love it. But I mean, I keep coming back to it, and I've been coming back to it for a while. It's that quarterback is the difference, man. Not only on his ability to throw the ball and get the offense, but just everything, his aura around the team, how he has permeated this organization so quickly, and everybody looks to him. And I think he can will them to victory in the playoffs. And that's why I always said maybe talent-wise, him and Mason Rudolph were similar, but I always wanted, I mean, when they were struggling, when Rodgers was struggling, I always want to see Rodgers in the playoffs, because the unknown of the guy who's 42, who's still playing at a huge high level. Do you see that back shoulder throw to Metcalf? A flick of the wrist across the field? There's not many quarterbacks can still do that.
No.
And he's at 42. Unbelievable. And as long as he plays like that, they have a chance against anybody.
Couldn't agree more. They're averaging 28 points per game the last three games against the Dolphins defense that had been playing much better, against the Ravens in a darn near must-win game in their stadium, and then a must-win game for the Lions. Rodgers has a 71.5% completion percentage the last three games, which is just nuts. 774 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. He hasn't even put the ball in harm's way, Mark.
No.
Unless there's something I'm forgetting from the last three games.
No.
There hasn't been a single throw by my recollection where you went, oh, but not one. And, Mark, this offensive line and pass protection has been stellar.
I know, and you're literally swapping in guards from series to series with Anderson and Pete and Dylan Cook, and I mean, the right side's pretty solid. It's just been a spectacular thing to see this offensive, and we fall for it every single year. Pat Meyer needs to be fired. Pat Meyer needs to fire. He's awful coach. And then they continue to get better and better and better, and you see it again this year. I mean, you're pulling guys like Spencer Anderson, Andres Pete, Dylan Cook, Calvin Anderson, whoever else is there on the left-hand side, you're doing something correct.
Yes, you are. And I thought the Steelers kind of got in their own way a little bit early in the game. They were doing a lot of throwing it sideways, a lot in the screen game. I think they were terrified of Aiden Hutchinson in that pass rush. And I get it to an extent. But they showed on that final drive of the first half with Kenneth Gainwell making maybe the play of the year for the Steelers. But that they could hold up. They were throwing the ball down the field a little bit more, and they were holding up. And then in the second half, you saw a lot more of that. Now, it's easy when you're running the ball. When you're running the ball, it's going to give you a chance in pass protection because you got the defense on their toes. But that's what they've done the last couple of weeks. And if that line can hold up, Rodgers still got it, man. Like, the only issue I have is if Rodgers is running for his life, but he hasn't had to do that.
Oh,
Texter, sorry, writes in, Adam flip-flops more than a politician. Now, hold up.
It seems easy to flip-flop.
Now, hold up. Though. That's exactly right. Ask yourself, Texter, what's changed? They've won three games in a row, and they just beat a team on the road that needed to win the game that was a lot of people's Super Bowl favorite in the NFC coming into the year, and they did so without T.J. Watt, without Nick Herbig, without their left tackle.
James Pierre.
Without James Pierre, with one of the wide receivers going down.
Missing the chip shot.
Boswell in a dome misses. I mean, like that. I was going pee because I need time to go empty the bladder here. And I never would have, in a million years, have thought he would miss that kick. And you're right. And so you win the game. That's impressive. That's impressive. What have we talked about? Your defense needs to make stops in crucial moments, and your offense needs to be able to answer scores. That's how teams win in the postseason. They just did it in a circumstance that was far from ideal. So, yeah, opinions are going to change as circumstances change. Hope that helps.
You sound like Starkey there.
It's one of my favorite sayings. Hey, yeah, of course I changed my mind on this team because they're playing much better football in the AFC. There's a lot of good teams. I don't know that there's a great team. 412-928-9370. You can give us a call. More with Mark Caboli when we come back. Also, and we can laugh about this now, the Steelers made a huge mistake before the ball was ever even kicked off. We'll tell you about that when we return.
I figured that I missed this sad conversation between him and Mike T because Mike T came to me and said, are you good if we take the ball? I said, yeah, for sure. So we went out there, and Cam, you know, he's real territorial about he's the one who gets to call it, and so I'm fine. I don't care. But we win the toss, and he goes, defer. I looked at him and said, what? In my head, I didn't say it out loud because I was like, oh, I don't want to act like I wasn't in the conversation, you know? But then we jogged over, and he said, I blacked out. I don't know. I said, hey, Head, I thought we were taking the ball. He goes, oh, I just blacked out.
So the Steelers wanted the ball, and Hayward blacked out. Which is reminiscent, kind of what happened on Thanksgiving in 1998.
We'll have a toss to determine who receives, who will call it from Pittsburgh. Number 36, heads, tails, tails, heads. Call it plays in the air. Heads is the call. He said heads, it is a tails.
I said tails.
Weird stuff happens in Detroit. I'll tell you, good stuff happens in Detroit, too. Jaylen Warren. Mark, looking like Willie Parker, fast Willie Parker with a couple of long touchdown runs. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. This is why I get frustrated by the guy who calls me a flip-flopper. Like, here's what's changed. Steelers had, they beat the Ravens. They rushed for what, 40 yards? Mm-hmm. Like, they won two games this year rushing for fewer than 40 yards. That's not sustainable. You know what is sustainable? Running the ball and winning games. And they've ran the ball incredibly well the last couple of weeks. And they've also stopped the run the last couple of weeks. Why wasn't I giving them credit before? Because they didn't deserve it. Why am I giving them credit now? Because they absolutely deserve it. It's not that hard to figure out.
Detroit was pretty banged up. You saw, I think there was a last touchdown.
So is everybody.
But against Warren, that last touchdown, I mean, I am not joking here where I will tell you I could probably have got 6 yards out of it.
I don't think you would have.
That's how big of a hole
I
that
think
was.
You'd have torn your Achilles.
There was nobody anywhere. Everybody was walled off, and it was just, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, is it partly because of the blocking? Yes, but I'm assuming a lot of those guys were out of position as well. But take advantage of what's there. I mean, you got two 45-yard runs, a 45-yard touchdown. And another thing is that call. Okay, Head might have messed it up. It might have benefited them. They come out of third quarter. They go back-to-back. I know they didn't score in the third, I don't believe, except the
The Steelers thoroughly dominated the third quarter, but they only scored the 2 points on the safety.
Yes, and they scored right before, I think, right at first play of the fourth. But they just totally – that might have helped them out here because they held the ball for all but 51 seconds of that third quarter.
Well, and the defense – we can talk about the finish, and it wasn't pretty, and they had to hang on for dear life. But to shut the best offense in the NFL out in two quarters, that's massive.
Jamar Gibbs was non-existent.
Non-factor in the running game.
Nothing. And 6 yards, 5 carries, 6 yards, something like that, 6 and 5 or something.
Yeah. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, that dude is a stud, man.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is on the fast track. I'm not even kidding about this for the Hall of Fame. He has more yards before his age 25 season than any player in NFL history. Even like Randy Moss, guys like that. I mean, anybody. So that guy is incredible. Joey Porter Jr., outstanding.
Yeah, and where were we at about a month ago? He's never really made that step forward yet. He hasn't made that jump where he should be. What are you going to do with him next year? Well, you know what? I think what we've learned more than anything else this year is maybe we should be a little bit patient and not jump to conclusions. We've jumped to a lot of conclusions with a lot of things, and we're all looking foolish right now.
Well, I don't know that we are. Like, fans were chanting to fire Tomlin, totally justified at the time. Totally justified.
No, I don't like the actual.
I know you don't like it. Neither does Pomp. And I mean, that's a different conversation. Yeah. Like, is it classy? No, it's not. But I understood the fans' frustration. Yes. I joined in the fans' frustration at that point. It just looked like the same thing happening over and over again. Mm-hmm. It looked like those three games last year where they played contenders down the stretch and got dog walked. And so I think Steelers fans were thinking, oh, man, we've seen this before and we're tired of it. And you haven't won a playoff game in damn near a decade. Well, credit to Mike Tomlin. Credit to these guys for turning it around and not just winning football games, but doing so in impressive fashion.
But how? How have they done this? That is a question that's hard to answer right now.
Well,
I
think
it has to be more than the quarterback.
I was going to say number eight deserves the lion's
share.
Yes,
he has a lot of it, but there still has to be something else. I mean, first of all, Tomlin's treating fourth down like it's like first down now. He's just like, at this time of the year, no, you've never done that, Mike, so don't act like you're going for it on fourth down all the time here.
Two for two. So they're 5 for 5, right, in their last two games going for it on fourth down.
They're going for it. They're throwing the ball down the field. It looks like they have a game plan that's just not first down run, second down run. And I was telling you before is you can't discount what Rodgers is able to do on that second and long, second and eight to make it third and manageable.
Yes.
And when it's third and manageable, guess what? He's pretty good at that, too.
He is. Steelers racked up 481 total yards, 7 yards per play. Mm-hmm. We knew that Detroit's defense was maligned coming in and injured coming in. But it's another thing to actually go out there and take advantage of it. And they did exactly that. The Steelers averaging 28 points per game their last three. Rodgers, his last three games, a quarterback rating mark of 106.4. It's not all candy and roses after this game. DK Metcalf.
Candies and roses?
Yeah, whatever. DK Metcalf with the punch, the push, heard round the world. We'll get to that coming up next, plus your phone calls. Mark, how long are you hanging with us? You stay until like 7:30?
You know.
Okay.
I'm working on about, what are we looking at? 24 hours straight up.
Oh. When I saw you this morning, first of all, I didn't know I'd see you.
And I figured I'd drive by, might as well just stay here rather than drive home, then drive back. I saved myself some drive time.
You were fresh as a daisy.
I wouldn't say it, didn't quite say that.
We'll see how long Mark can keep it up. Hello.
Hey now.
You can text us, tweet us, call us, 412-928-9370. We'll get into the DK Metcalf situation, then take your calls coming up next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.